Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, you got to clear up last week's challenge.
I said, think of a five-letter word associated with skiing, beginning with S. Rearrange the letters to get another five-letter word associated with skiing, ending with S. What are the words?
Despite my aversion to the snow, I was able to get slope and poles.
Yes, I share that aversion to the snow, so very good. Well, we are very excited to have another special guest answerer this week. John Flansburgh is one of the two Johns in the rock band They Might Be Giants. Their new album, Nanobots, is scheduled to be released early this year.
Flansburgh has said, I think it is safe to say there is more bass clarinet on this album than any other rock album of 2013. John Flansburgh, welcome to Any Questions.
It is great to be here.
All right, John, you and John Linnell are certainly a very famous pair of Johns, but today we're going to see how much you know about other famous pairs of Johns.
Oh, famous pairs of Johns?
Yes.
That sounds like prostitution to me.
First up, when they formed in 1968, Led Zeppelin were known as the New Yardbirds. Despite the name change, the original lineup remained the same, including two members named John. Who were they?
John Bonham and John Paul Jones.
Excellent.
Also known as the Other Guys.
The Other Guys, yes. What is the one-word name of the famous Native American woman who, in 1607, saved the life of Captain John Smith, and 7 years later, married tobacco farmer John Rolfe?
I don't know. Man, this is like something I knew when I was 10 years old that I can't believe I don't know now.
Ian, do you want to jump in and help?
Sure. It rhymes with Pocahontas.
it actually is Pocahontas.
Pocahontas is right. All right, we'll get it back with this one. In the early 1980s, two authors named John won back-to-back Pulitzer Prizes for fiction. The 1981 prize went to John Kennedy Toole, and the 1982 winner was what author who won the prize for his novel Rabbit is Rich?
That would be John Updike.
It would indeed be John Updike. All right. In 1982, Maxwell Caulfield and Michelle Pfeiffer played the lead roles in a film set in a high school in the 1950s. That film was the sequel to a 1978 film set at the same high school. Who played the leads in the 1978 film?
Of course, that would be John Travolta.
And who played the other one?
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. See, there you go.
Very nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And finally, there have been four U.S. presidents named John, but only one of them had a vice president also named John. This president was also the son of a president named John. Who is it?
Oh, John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams is right. Very good.
Yes, yes, yes. Who knows if Tyler had a son?
Who knows if Tyler even had a vice president? Well, John Flansburgh's pretty good at knowing about other Johns. He went 4 for 5 this week. How well did you do at home? Might you be a trivia giant? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can log on to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's challenge, which is, Mike?
Start with the name of They Might Be Giants' latest album, Join Us. Change one letter, then rearrange the result to spell a word that might describe a person with the same name as someone else. What is the word?
John Flansburgh is a great sport to have joined us on Any Questions. Thank you so much.
Aw, fellas, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.